Did you like the screenshot I sent with the slice I was in the other day?
Yeah, for Army of One.
Where they had more points in that event than I have been able to score all season long.
Yeah, how do you score 3,000 points in a PvP event?
I don't even know.
That's outrageous.
Like, I was looking at that, I'm like, they have how many points? I'm like, I just don't understand how that's even possible.
Nope.
If I break 500, it's a miracle. 3,000, that's ridiculous.
Right. I get happy when I get 300. I'm like, sweet.
Yep.
300. But yeah, the top place guy had 3,500 points. I didn't have 3,500 for the whole season at that point. I was like, good lord, what horrible slice am I in? It's the worst slice ever.
Ian's been taking a break from playing PvP.
I have.
With the regulation of you have to play PvP gone, Ian's like, yep, screw that.
you gotta get the 4,000 to get your 10-pack.
I don't need a 10-pack. They suck. Only Ray gets good 10-packs.
That's true. I'm gonna open mine later on the show.
Okay. Ooh.
Because I've got my 10-pack and two latest Legends tokens.
You're opening them both?
I'm gonna open them all. I'm opening everything! Alright, so you want nothing to add or change?
No, nothing that needs changed. Okay. There's one typo that I wanted to tease you about, but you're welcome to change it if you want.
What's that?
That you're definitely going to win the next Crash of the Titans. His Star-Lord, Ray, is at 6-2-3.
Oh.
Monster.
Shot it.
Monstrous.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 44th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, SneakyBeat15, Ray and Ian, co-founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, kids.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Sorry, I was surprisingly disoriented. While you were doing your intro, for some reason, the installment came to me in a really slow fashion, and I thought you were saying the fourth installment, and it sounded perfectly reasonable to me. I was like, oh yeah, the fourth episode, that sounds about right.
You just blanked them all out, huh?
I did! I went crazy!
He's like, what? Yeah, I've only ever done four of these.
Four? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 44. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Alright, so this is June 22nd to the 29th of 2016. Stuff going on this week for your Deadpool dailies. Today is everyone's favorite, Red Sentry. Thursday, Black Punisher. Friday, Black Blade. Saturday, Green Patch. Sunday, Red Torch. Monday, Yellow Colossus. Tuesday, Red Cyclops. And Wednesday is a hood cover of some color, which I didn't read down.
I was wondering about that. I was reading ahead. And
so, bad on me. Any of those you happy with? Super excited about?
Everything but Sentry.
All right.
So today's your down day?
Yeah.
If I could only get my Sentry champion, cannot get a green cover for him.
But now it's over, so I'm good for another 39 days.
Right.
All right, fine. All right, for your 5-day 4-star crash. Of the Titans. On the 16th was Elektra. And as I had championed her, that one was an easy victory for me. How did it go for you?
Oh, sure.
Who did she fight?
I've already forgotten.
Cool. I didn't participate.
Oh, wasn't it a Blade?
Sure.
It was.
There you go. I would not say that I won it easily, but it was like four tries. It wasn't too bad. It was all about getting the Shadow Step off of me, because that's what I have five covers of. So
it's good power.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
And then 621 was Ant-Man, and I threw some ISO into him, and then I was able to pull that one out as well. I think it took me three tries.
Wow, good job. Because you don't have him very well covered.
No, he's not.
Do you?
He's not. I'll have to look.
I remember you having him at some, or maybe that was Ray that had him in a way similar to mine that was very unimpressive.
Oh, mine's at 323.
No, that's pretty solid. Never mind.
So I bumped him up to level 168.
I'm trying to find my Ant-Man. I have no idea what level he is. I do believe I was able to pull it off.
Wow. Yeah, because I want to say he was, Teen Gene?
Yes.
Right.
Ugh.
And I was getting so many possible five matches.
Of course.
That I had to avoid. I have him fairly well covered at 5-2-3. So I put some ISO into him, got him up to level 183, and was able to do it. I tried it like 4 or 5 times with the level that he was, which is probably right around 130, and no luck.
Right.
Could not take any of her attacks. But as soon as I got him up in level, and strangely enough, as soon as I got him up in level, I was able to make purple matches. So
sure.
I was able to get a punch off, and that ended it.
Good. Yep, I was going to say, I believe I have him at 1 blue and 2 yellow, so I chose to not participate.
Sure. Coming up on 626 is Star-Lord. I've got mine at 523, but he's only level 127, so if I pump some ISO into him, I may have a chance at that one.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm at 522 at level 135, so I don't know. I don't know if I want to drop ISO into him yet.
Right.
I get the impression he's not very good.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I anticipate that I have him at something unimpressive, and I probably won't participate.
I sense a trend.
Well, yeah, I mean, we you know, it comes in waves. There's a few of them that I can do. Ralk is a usually pretty solid bet for me, and there's a few others. Nick Fury, Invisible Woman, X-Force Wolverine.
Yeah, your Hulkbuster should be decent.
Hulkbuster is getting there, pretty close. Everybody else, pretty sparse.
They're only coming through in wave. Anyway.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
That was good.
Hey, thanks. All right. For your story events, Oscorp Heroic should be wrapping up for everyone, I believe, within the next day. It should finish up. 20,000 get you a red gray suit. 37,000 will get you the CP prize. Top 10 folks get a Carnage. And 11 through 200 are hood covers.
So is it just me, or does anybody else hate the highly restricted number of characters?
Oh, something fierce.
I just can't take it. Like,
oh, in the Oscorp Heroic?
Yeah.
The number of characters you get to play is so limited. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true for all of the heroic versions of the story events, correct? Like if it's Juggernaut Heroic or
I think you're right.
Dark Avengers Heroic.
It comes up every once in a while and it makes me sad.
It's heavily, they all have heavy character restrictions.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like any of them. I mean, I understand what they're going for. In kind of limiting, base it on like the storyline, I guess, but.
Right. In you know, beefed up versions of the prologue. So they want you to, you know, continue with that.
And it does force me to try new combos.
Right.
So there's that, but sometimes I like my combos.
Yeah. I used a lot of Nick Fury in this one. He was one of the characters you could use. So I used a lot of Summon the Avengers.
Sure.
Like that power. So next is the poorly named Simulator, not to be confused with, you know, Simulator.
Right.
13,500 will get you a blue hood, 28,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get you a Nova, and 11 to 200 are Hulk covers.
Yeah, right. Champagne Supernova?
No, no, we were saving that for later. That's for when we do Nova.
You said Nova.
I did, because it was stuck in my head now, because that's how they sing that song. British people can't say say Nova. Vowels at the end of things become R's, and I don't know why. Gordon Ramsay does it all the time with words, and it drives me crazy.
It was an unexpected generalization. I kind of enjoyed it.
Okay.
I think I might even participate in that event. I like that so much.
The limeys.
I could use a blue hood cover. I'm comfortable with Hulk covers. I definitely need more Nova covers.
All those things are good.
Yeah.
Your PvP events. Since last we spoke, Identity Theft wrapped up. That was your Mystique event. 800 for Purple Mystique, 1,000 for Ghost Rider, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot got you an Achu. And 2 through 100 were T'Challa covers, which blended you into Predator and Prey, where 800 got you yellow T'Challa. 1,000 for the blue Achu, 1,300 for the CP. Top space was the new Black Moon Knight, and 2 through 100 were Captain Marvel covers.
I don't know what an Achu is.
Yeah, I'm totally lost.
Amadeus Cho, Achu.
That's Achu, dumb.
Like a sneeze, Achu.
Yep, that's getting cut.
I thought that was pretty self-explanatory.
Nope, that's not going to become a thing. That's dumb.
It's totally becoming a thing for this guy. can suck it. Alright, moving on. Hey, the full details of Moon Knight are now available. So we flip through those real quick.
And you can try him out.
Yeah, you did get to try him out. I enjoyed his animations.
I really did enjoy his animation, absolutely.
Wait, when did he happen?
He's in the current event. You can use a couple.
Oh, the Oscorp Heroic.
Yep. Yeah, since he's the required character, you get him right. For you know auto use in that first event.
I'll give that event a try. I want to give him a try.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
I bet.
All right, so for Nine Black, the Fist of the Baker, Fist of Khonshu, base level, it does 1,269 damage to the enemy and creates 2 strength 74 black enemy attack tiles. If the damage downs an enemy, it instead restores 1,019 health to Moon Knight. Level 2, it does some more damage. At level 3, it does more damage and makes the strength or the attack tiles go down to strength 46. Level 4 does more damage. Level 5 is more damage and does no longer give the enemy attack tiles. So at level 5, it's doing 3,482 to the enemy without giving the enemy any benefit.
Fantastic. And you still get a chance to heal yourself.
And right. It's still a possible heal. So Lunacy, which is the purple power, is slightly different than what we read last time. It's at the start of a battle that the power becomes random, not at the start of every round.
Okay.
It was a little unclear, I think.
Sure.
Last week. This made it a whole lot less annoying than I thought it was going to be, because I only have to look and see what it's going to do at the start of the fight, not every freaking round. So I was much happier with it that way. So the 3 random powers is when you match black, create a strength 70, 27 attack tile, or when you match purple, deal extra 135 damage, or when you match green, create a strength 19 strength tile. As that goes up in levels, all those things get
go
better.
Up in power.
At level 5, it's a 113 attack tile, an 80 strike tile, or an extra 567 damage. It's okay. It's kind of like the purple one is like Black Widow's...
Espionage,
yeah.
Yes.
So, that's that one. The 12, where he throws croissants. Moon Silver Blades for 12 green. Deals 1575 to a random enemy, which I still think is weird. And then up and damage. At level 5, it's 6615 to a random enemy.
That's a truckload of damage.
Yeah. When he's maxed out, it's 12,881.
Yep. So I'm all about that.
Yeah, he's kind of a damage dealer with the possibility of healing himself. So
sure.
I think he might turn out to be good if he, you know, you get some good covers into him. But I think he would end up being like, a 5-3-5.
Yeah, I agree too. Seems to be. I mean, Lunacy seems fun, but it doesn't seem like the most efficient power.
Right.
Yeah, and the damage you can deal on the other two just make them way better.
Yep, absolutely.
I agree with you, though. The random enemy thing, I don't get that whatsoever.
Yeah, I thought he was good at throwing these knives.
It's a interesting game mechanic.
Yes, but I just thought he was, good enough with these things that he'd be able to pick out the person that he wants to
sure, walk. I guess it just would, make sure you don't have anybody who is particularly low, or if you do, make sure you kill them before you move on to the next guy and activate that power.
Right, because you don't want to just...
You don't want
to
throw
all
it
that
and then...
damage to somebody who's got a couple hundred hit points.
Right, correct.
I got you. I'm feeling it. All right, new things. Hey, VIP went live after a slight delay of technical difficulties on iOS. I chose to participate to see how this whole thing worked out. I think Ray also participated.
Yes, it did.
All right, so we threw in the $10. You get a month's worth of bonuses.
Again, you're throwing these words out there that are just throwing me off for a minute.
Well, that's what you get.
What's that?
You get a month's worth.
Meh.
It's 28 days. It's 1 month. Hey, man, I didn't make the English language, man. I just use it. Yeah. What do you want from me?
You abuse it. You get the timeout chair. Ray, tell us about VIP.
Oh, sure. So for $10, you get prizes every day for 28 days, or for a moon. I'm not doing it. The prizes consist of many legendary tokens. What is it? A total around a 10,000 ISO?
I think it's 10,000 ISO, 700
hero
seven
points.
Tokens. Oh, no, 700 hero points, 6 tokens, 9 CP, and 2 legendary tokens?
I didn't add them up, but that sounds
right. And a pear tree.
It seemed worth it, though. I compared the price to... Yeah, I'm just ignoring it. I compared the price to what you... Like, if you compare it to the price of ISO, it's equivalent. It's directly equivalent just for the ISO that you get.
Now, yeah, absolutely.
We all know that the ISO cost is really ridiculous.
Horrible.
For real money.
Yeah.
But if you compare it to the cost of hero points, it's you get about half as many hero points as you would for that amount of money normally, but then you get all the rest of it. You get all the other command points and... ISO, and so
yeah,
if
absolutely.
You're looking for hero points to get roster slots, that's not the way to go. It's still better to get the hero points straight.
Right.
But
the value's always been there for the straight hero point purchase.
Right. And I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, looks
I mean, you can get your couple legendary tokens. You get the first one, you know, instantly.
Right.
Right. And I mean, for people who play, I mean, you know, me excluded, but, you know, frequently, that healing's got to play a factor. 25% faster healing for all your guys?
Yep.
I don't run the numbers enough to really know, but it's got to, I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to save you.
It should save you the health packs.
Health pack savings. Yeah. So you don't have to wish away your taco tokens on health packs.
But they will anyway.
They will. Oh, I know. They've taught me a valuable lesson.
I do like the interface for it. So it comes up and it shows you that you're on, what day you're on, what rewards you've received, and what rewards are next. It's right. And you can scroll through them. It's a pretty slick interface.
Yeah, I wish you could kind of scroll ahead and shield resupply. You know, and look, so
I like
so
being
I
surprised
look ahead.
There.
But how can you like it one way and not the other way?
I don't know.
Because the resupply is free. You didn't have to pay for that. It's fun to see what kind of present they've chosen to give you. When okay. you shell out the $9.99, then you should, you know. And you know, before you do it, you know exactly what you're getting. And does it come in the, so far, does it arrive in the order that it shows you in the demo? It yeah. usually goes ISO token, hero points, ISO token, hero points, CP, like ISO, legendary, and then so on.
Yeah, the link I sent you had that order is correct.
Okay. That's the what date? It shows me when it says check out VIP.
Yeah, the zero to day 28.
Right. Yeah, the value definitely seems there, especially if you want a little bit of everything to kind of bolster your whole profile.
Right. For somebody who, like I said, if you're still doing the 2 to 3 star transition, it might be better to stick with the hero points because you need the roster slots. But if you have an extra $10 to throw in and you know, you're working on the 4 stars, those legendary tokens are going to be worth it. And I probably won't be doing it monthly. That I mean, I don't play other games because I don't want to pay monthly. But right. I don't know. I just one time I wanted to at least try it out.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted to try it out. I want to see how it played out. We'll see how it goes. In new news, moment of sadness, people. Supervision is no more.
Mm-mm.
He is back to being normal vision, and being super heavy only now affects vision once again.
Okay, well, he was a little too good before, so I understand.
Yeah, he was super good there for whatever, a month or however long that was.
Way longer than I expected.
Yeah, it was a big, long stretch of him just dishing out damage like there was no tomorrow.
Well, I expected them to fix that pretty much every day that I logged in.
Right.
So I'm not surprised.
All right, so finally did get fixed in the 103 patch, even though it wasn't in the 103 patch notes. But there you go.
Great.
Ray, what's in the mailbag?
So along with the vision fix, I wanted to bring up a few other things that people are talking about online. And they are concerning bugs. And with this new patch, and not just with the new patch, but a little previous to it, man, the number of bugs have it's got a little excessive. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but with vision being fixed now, but we still have the wave banner issue, the fact yes. that your second wave will tell you that it's the first wave.
Right.
And the I'm trying to think of how to describe this. The animation at the end, whether it's
when the victory banner appears whenever it pleases.
Right. And not only that, but now since the patch, everything happens out of order. You will use a power, and the victory banner will, right. The victory banner comes up. The number of damage you do is there, and then the guy goes away, and then you get the animation of the attack. And it just throws me off every single time.
Yeah, it is. It was just a little bit before, like I was telling you, it was just an occasional AoE attack or something like that when it used Gray Suit. But now it's pretty much everybody in every fight.
Yeah, I don't know. I find that the most annoying. However, other people who have experienced something else, I think is the most annoying thing, is that if you, for instance, if you're using Cap, here's a good example. If you're using Cap's red and you mark a tile, put the countdown tile on, say, your last move. Say you have one move on the board and it's a green match and you change one of those greens to red and it takes that match away, you're done. The computer doesn't recognize that there are no moves, doesn't reshuffle the board, and you either have to crash the game or retreat. Pause the game and retreat. There's no way out of it. Another character that people have been seeing this with is with Dokken. When they fire off his blue and it creates green, sometimes those green will override the match that you had, and now you've got nothing to do. And when you're playing PvP, that counts as a loss and is really annoying.
Wow, that's wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not had that happen to me, but I've seen multiple posts on Reddit about, you know, people getting stuck like that.
Right. And I've since the patch came out, I saw that and I've been trying to I've actually been trying to avoid those characters so that I don't get in that situation. Now, I will also qualify this with this turned both places that I read about this in the forums, it turned into a yeah, and also when cascades happen, the computer gets like 10 times more cascades than I do, and
well, I
it's just
that.
A lot of whining.
Yeah.
So we can disregard the whining and look at the actual, there are some actual bugs. And there was some talk about that in amongst our Reddit post as well. So hopefully those get resolved fairly quickly because, well, they're pretty obvious at this point. Speaking of bugs, though, it was pointed out to me by a Redditor, Arn Saknussemm, just going to go with that, that the email on our website, Puzzle Warriors 3 website, is not working. He actually just asked, do you ever check the emails from the website? And I responded, is this a trick question? And it was, because he has sent emails and I never received them. So I believe Craig's is still working, Woolly One, but I don't know about the others. I tried emailing Ian and he never responded back, so I'm thinking his isn't working. And I know
that doesn't mean anything.
I've talked to Ian. I'm just assuming he never checks his email.
I check my email,
mine
though.
Mine worked right away.
Right,
I,
yours
I had
did.
No issue.
Mine still is not, and I have not been able to resolve that. We have a ticket open, but there you go. If you want to contact us, you can send a PM on Reddit or whatever.
Or send it to Craig.
Or send it to Craig, because that'll work.
I get him.
Another, I wouldn't call this a retraction, but last time we had a slight mistake about Blade.
Oh, for sure.
Being black, purple, red. And
well, that's fault.
That was all my fault.
It was
100%. Ray said, here's some accurate information. I said, nope, we should change that to inaccurate information. And you guys fell for it. Like rubes.
I did immediately fall for it because
me too, I do. I see those red strike tiles go get put up and it just flooded my brain. But in all honesty, one, completely correct, and I appreciate the us presenting you with an accurate show. Two, if you come to this show for accurate in-game information, you have come to the wrong show.
It's mostly
especially,
accurate. Come
it
on.
Is. It is. It is. I guess it's. I was just trying to drag the rest of the show down with me. But yes, that was I did read that one, and that was a quick catch and a completely correct. He does have the same colors as Bullseye and Moon Knight and Loki.
On to other listener comments. There were a couple of listener comments about the VIP mode, including Jordan from Jersey and Dances with Weevils. Dances with Weevils specifically said, as a 2-star player just starting the 3-star transition, the VIP mode just isn't worth it. He needs the gold coins for the roster slots, and he really can't do much with the legendary tokens or the CP. So, like I said, from that perspective, it's not going to be worth it. You should just stick with the buying
the regular
hero points.
Purchases.
Yeah, exactly. There was not a lot of comment as far as the character clue, but Bri the Fry Guy suggested that it could be a 4-star Franklin Richards. I don't see that, but...
Sure. It's a terrible idea, but I see it. Because it reimagined, and he can, imagine anything he wants.
Yeah. This is true. I'm hoping it's wrong, but okay.
Right. But,
And somebody that I hadn't heard of before, Willy Swim, said that
that's a commenter? Or is that a character in Marvel?
That is a commenter on Reddit.
It would be awesome as a character in Marvel.
I was going to say, I would consider reading a Willy Swim comic.
He hangs out with Namor in the ocean. And it's like, oh no, here comes Prince Namor. Yeah, but he's got Willy Swim. Look out.
And he's got like the arm flotation devices. And...
He's like the sad cousin from Atlantis. He's like, oh, I had to bring my cousin Willy Swim. Sorry. Mom told me I couldn't leave the house without Willy.
Poor Submariner.
I like Namor. I've always enjoyed that character.
So do I. He's good.
Willy Swim's comment, apparently he is a listener to the show. He said it's clearly a 5-star Dazzler.
I agree. It should totally be a 5-star Dazzler.
However, confirmed. Jordan from Jersey quickly said that D3 has actually been employing a crone totem against Dazzler for months now.
Those crone titans, crones be scary. That's all I'm saying.
D-Wing Illinois had a comment that was just for Craig, and it's inspiring for Craig. I think I'm going to skip it.
wow, thanks.
He says, this is America. An informed opinion is an opinion that takes too long to form. Rage on, Craig.
See, I agree.
He also goes on to explain, he said earlier that his actual title is Puzzle Master, and he went on to explain that he designs and implements escape rooms. So that's what a Puzzle Master does.
I didn't know that those things were actually real. Because
is that like a panic room except with an exit?
No. So
No,
I don't think so.
Well, go ahead.
I think this is a thing that you do as a game. Like, they had this on an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, of all things. So you and your friends go to this room, they lock you inside, there are hidden clues in the room, and you have to solve the puzzles to unlock the door and get out.
I get it.
Oh. So yeah, I've heard of that. That's a thing now.
Yeah, I didn't know that was an actual thing. I thought it was just something that appeared on TV.
I didn't know it was an actual thing too, because I've seen it in a couple episodes of a couple different sitcoms now that you've mentioned it. But I don't know how to experience one in real life. But I live out in the sticks.
Right.
So I have no reason that I would be exposed to anything like that.
So maybe you are correct, Ray, but I think that's what he's going for, is that he makes the puzzles for these things.
Nice, there you go.
So if that's not true, tell me I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Right. If you ever encounter one, I would like to participate.
Yeah, if there's a Puzzle Master Guild, are there any of these things somewhere in Pennsylvania? That is the thing it's all about, Ian.
What's that?
One of those rooms.
Really?
Yeah, I think that is like your dream.
It sounds exciting. I would do it.
I know you would. That's what I'm saying. I could just fully enjoy the day of just sitting in that room and watching you get angry at puzzles. I think it would be glorious.
Leonard posted that he is a fan of Moon Knight. He said he's down with Moon Knight and the powers that he gets from being bitten by a radioactive moon. And I want that to become a thing. I don't know why. Anyway, he also said that we mentioned having people on who were doing the 2 to 3 star transition. And he said, hey, time to get the wives on the show. And Chloe said that she thought the last time the talk about the wives and how they were doing was when Leonard was first on the show, and she would really welcome the chance to hear how they are and how they're doing when they play. So we've got two people.
Yeah, Leonard and Chloe pulling for a wives guest spot.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
No, it's not going to work. No dice.
I mean, we'd have to do one of the episodes where we sit around the communal mic.
No dice.
One of the weekends that people, that, you know, everyone comes to visit. And
sure.
We could sit around the pool or something and...
That would be just ridiculous.
And record a giant...
An all-aquatic episode? Synchronized swimming episode?
Put Owen down for a nap and record a six-way conversation about Puzzle Quest.
And then immediately delete it.
Really? Have one of them. We'll just have one of them write up a, you know, half-page summary of how things have been going over the last year with bullet points.
Just for Leonard.
Actually, yeah, absolutely. We'll post a link to a PowerPoint presentation that you can watch. No, we'll figure something out. We probably won't, but we'll consider it.
And we can just make Karen do it. She's already on another podcast, so, you know, what's one more?
Again, you know that the slippery slope is whoever... I mean, I guess you would be the only slippery slope. Kelly would be thrilled to not be included, and then, so we would only have to worry about Erica being crushed for being not included.
That's true.
So you guys can decide amongst yourself. Kelly's like, I only pretend to like this game because I'm married to you and I like our friends. I tried to explain VIP to her today. I got out the words ISO, and she had already zoned out and moved on to something else. I was like, yeah.
Is that part of this game? I don't understand. This last weekend, my niece and her husband were up with my great nephews, and one of them decided that he was going to start playing Puzzle Quest. So the 8-year-old is now participating.
Sweet.
In Puzzle Quest on his Kindle Fire tablet.
Good choice.
So I spent a little bit of time with him, just going through the prologue with him and showing how some, you know, the basic powers worked.
That was kind of you.
Recruiting more.
Yeah, corrupting young minds.
Yeah. And then they really, I don't know why, but my niece really wanted to hear an episode of this show, even though she has no idea what we're talking about. So Erica played her an episode of the show.
A couple other comments that were in the forum. Jeff Duggan, who took it upon himself to create a Puzzle Warriors Discord server on Discord, which is apparently a thing.
I joined it, but I've never seen anyone on it.
Oh, well, there were people on it earlier today.
Huh.
Apparently this is a thing that the kids are doing. I don't have any idea what Discord... I guess it's just a chat client. Yeah, just a place where like-minded people can get together and chat. Interesting, if there's a link to it in the Reddit. Actually, I'll throw up a link on the website so people can get to it if you want to participate.
I don't know if those stick, though, because like the first couple, two times I think I tried to join it, the links that people had posted to it had expired.
Oh.
So I don't know if those links are permanent. I think someone has to kind of like invite you and make a link, but the links expire after a day or X many hours or some such. I don't really know what I'm talking about, so that could all be completely false.
Right, I don't even know what Discord is. I would like to know more, and now I do.
The first couple times I tried it, it said, oh, this link is expired.
Huh.
And then someone posted another link, and I tried that one, and it said that one expired. And then the third link also caught fire and burned down the swamp. But the fourth,
but the fourth
link...
one stayed up. In any case, I don't really know what it is, but sure. Yeah, we'll check it out now and then and see what... See what's going on there.
Yeah, I just launched it. No one's on. And apparently, you know, the character of this app is named Wumpus. Because it says right now no one's around to play with Wumpus.
I have no idea what that means. Okay.
Yeah, neither do I. I really got to check it out. I'm confused. And I'm really fighting the urge to
start
calling him Hacksaw Jeff Duggan.
That's because I have no friends. If I actually click on the group, there are over 50-plus new messages since 5:23 p.m. So in the past 4 hours, there's been 50 messages. So there you go. I'm going to
Craig
chat.
Craig just learned how to use Discord.
I'm old people. We can't use technology.
It's hard.
Working in IT for a living doesn't let you know how to do any of these things that the kids do.
That's true. That's because none of their interests have any value.
Trying to wrap up the listener comments here. There's only a couple more things. One thing, I had said something negative. I don't even know what it was about four-star Cyclops. And I got a little bit
Oh, you were just surprised that he was on someone's like top 10 list.
Right. Well, apparently he's on many people's top 10 list. Dave, who was a guest on the show earlier, and Erico212, they both came back and said, no, really, he's one of the top 5 PvP 4-stars. Okay. I don't have him covered well enough. I certainly don't have him leveled. So I'm going to take your word for it and look forward to him in the future. For me, he's still a useless character because he just doesn't do enough and his powers are, like I said, I don't have him covered, so.
Yeah, I have to reread his powers. I don't remember a single power that he has or anything that he does, but when people who play at that level tell me he's one of the best characters in the whole game, I'm going to just have to agree that he probably is.
Yeah, I just don't have him level up to the point to see that value. I mean, his yellow, I don't even know what it does. It makes things cheaper?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know
any
of his powers.
And then Cold Shot, I think, is what does all the damage. I'd have to look him up.
We don't have him covered, and we've never looked at him as a featured character, so we just don't know.
Soon.
But we will trust you, and I will say, I will go out on the limb right now and say that 4-star Cyclops is one of the top 5 best characters in the game, especially for PvP.
Hey, shout out to Jeff Duggan, because I just posted in his Discord thing that we are recording right now as we speak. And he wrote my name back with an exclamation point. So I take it that means he's excited. So there you go, Jeff. Using the... I've already forgotten what it's called.
Discord?
Discord,
that's it.
Isn't it in the URL? Come on.
I'm not using a URL. I have an app open.
Oh, okay. Of course you do. I'm one of those old fogies that still use URLs.
URLs? That required me to use a browser. I ain't got time for those things.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Last thing I wanted to mention was I wanted to give another shout out. I haven't done it a little bit to all the people who signed up and sponsored us. Parandiac, Jason Jones, AstroMonkey9, FAHQ1977, Screets, Jeff Metzner, Jeff Polier, he's Jing Gixon, and Yace the Ace. These people are all contributors, and I just wanted to give them another shout out and another thank you. Patreon has been a positive effect, and we're able to pay off the bandwidth bills, and it's all fantastic. So, hey, thanks, guys.
Huzzah.
Thanks for keeping us afloat.
I agree. All right, speaking of which, it's time for the Feature Character of the Week, brought to you by one of our sponsors. This week, it's brought to you by Martin's Coyotes. Do you have white-tailed deer keep jumping in front of your car? Lose some Martin's Coyotes. Dem's coyotes! Who we got this week?
It's nice to have a sponsor like Martin's Coyotes. They really fulfill all your coyote needs. Is your neighbor's organic chicken farm keeping you up at all hours? Martin's Coyotes. Do you need a physical representation for your trickster god? Martin's Coyotes. Did you just get a new pair of rocket roller skates that you need to test out? Martin's Coyotes.
Oh, nice.
Check them out. Martin's Coyotes. Now, on with the featured character of the week.
Rocket roller skates.
Feature character of the week. This week's featured character is none other than everybody's favorite paper anniversary present. You guessed it, Devil Dino.
Woohoo!
Oh, this is going to be glorious, because really, I don't know if there are any other characters that are this straightforward, to the point where I almost don't feel like reading both powers, but I will for posterity's sake. Power 1 is green. It's prehistoric bite. Devil Dinosaur bites you. He does damage, more damage all the way up to level 5, and at max damage he's doing 2,512 damage.
Oh, she, by the way. She.
Yeah, she, sorry. She. Yep, I remember the women's month.
Women of Marvel event, yeah.
Yep.
It's the only way I would know. I have not looked myself.
Right. And I'll have to maybe make some editing changes to this Wikipedia page, because it has him listed as a he as well.
Oh, yeah. It certainly does.
Now, Prehistoric Bite is now red, and it's called Prehistoric Chomp. He bites you. She bites you. And it does some damage. The exact same amount of damage in the exact same rising increments, finishing at 2,512 damage.
You know, I've never noticed that the damage of my mouth were exactly the
same. Me either.
And lastly, and certainly not leastly, probably leastly, but it's definitely the most amusing power.
Lastly and leastly.
Yeah. Prehistoric arms. Purple power, it costs 3. I'm sorry, the other two both cost 7. They're green, red. And this purple costs 3. Devil Dinosaur waves his hands around and her hands around.
Sorry. I should have saved that for the end.
You should have. But I feel better. So what the power does at the first level is it moves one black tile to the top left corner of the board. At level 2, it also moves a red tile. At level 3, it also moves a green tile. At level 4, it also moves a yellow tile. And at level 5, it also moves a purple and a blue tile.
Or what it does is make Kamala Khan jump up and down like a freak. Because that's what happens. And she goes, ding, she ding, 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 ding.
Right. So, I don't know. Devil Dinosaur is, you know, funny.
Take a stab at what you would put her build at.
I would, you know, there's what I would do, and then there's the correct build. The correct build clearly sounds like 5-5-3. I would go 4-4-5, because if you're not going wild with prehistoric arms to make yourself chuckle, there's really no reason to play this character. I mean, other than the simplicity is beautiful and the animation is beautiful.
I like that logic.
Well, it's got the dinosaur noises. One of the
absolutely. You know, she makes a big guest appearance in the previous The Hunt storyline, which always makes me laugh.
Right, there's that.
Oh, and
one,
she shows up in the Deadpool story event.
Yeah, there's one of them where Fury shows up and he's like, "Hey, I got a dinosaur."
Yeah, that's how The Hunt ends.
Right,
and then at the end of the Deadpool storyline, he's like, "Nope, I'm keeping all the ISO to myself, and I brought the Hulk and Devo Dinosaur to back me up."
Oh,
and then
right,
you have to beat the three of them, and you get a stack ISO. So there you go.
So
good old Devil Dinosaur.
To make you feel a little bit more justified about the whole gender thing, I pulled up Devil Dinosaur just to take a look at where I had the powers, and every single one of the powers says his.
Yep.
Yeah.
His massive teeth. His fierce.
In the game?
In the game.
Hmm.
Waves his foreshortened forearms ferociously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the, I was reading that exact description here on my printout.
Yeah. Huh.
That's where I got all the hisses.
So, Craig, if you want to go, you know, crazy with the whole Loki gender transition thing, you got another one here.
Yeah, I don't know, because, yeah, it was totally had alternate covers during that Marvel month.
Right, maybe it was like a Jurassic Park situation, where nature always finds a way, and the reptile genes just spontaneously change gender in some frogs.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum, soon to be appearing in a Marvel movie, I hear.
That sounds accurate, and I've forgotten which, but he did mention that in an interview that I saw.
He's in Ragnarok, I believe.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay.
A character or anyone I would know?
No, he's just being Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right on.
I'm good with that, too.
Who did I hear? The Game Master? I think that's what I've heard.
I think you are correct.
Okay.
So there you are, Devil Dinosaur. brought to you by Martin's Coyotes. Looking for a little bit of that Western Plains ambiance? Martin's Coyotes.
They're nice.
So, do we want to talk real quick about, does anybody have a place to actually use Devil Dino?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Where do you have him at?
Whatever you've gotten for free out of the, one you could get him for free. So I think I have him at like 2-1-1 maybe?
Which one is prehistoric arm, the arm one, I have it 2. So I think I have him at 1-1-2.
Oh, I have him at 3-1-1, so...
Oh, that's wacky. I'll tell you more accurately when I open up to do the token opening.
Well, I'm very curious how I got Prehistoric Chomp, because I have 1-5-2.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, maybe during the anniversary event, you went crazy and got a lot of...
Yeah, you must have performed very well in some event during the anniversary.
You performed very well.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that must be the case. I don't recall. I do recall that there was an anniversary event where you could get more covers. But, yeah, 1-5-2. So, I got one bite that's doing a lot of damage.
That's awesome.
Hey, here's something. Here's a shout-out to someone named, looks like it's Beverly. B-E-B-E-R-L-Y, who, just shouted at me in this Discord app and said, hey, discovered the podcast last week. I've listened to 15 of them so far and loves it. So.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you started at the beginning or where you're at, but maybe you'll eventually get to this episode. I don't know. I like to start at the beginning of podcasts when I start a new podcast.
Sure.
Which was really inconvenient when I started listening to Jay and Silent Bob, because there was like 400 of them at the time. I was like, oh no.
So we've got a brand new sponsored segment.
There is a new sponsor. This week, for Dying on the Vine, it's brought to you by Spatula City. Spatula City! Spatula City! For all of your spatula needs. Spatula City!
Spatula City, there's one place to go for all of your spatula needs. A giant warehouse full of spatulas for every occasion. Spatula City, buy 9 spatulas and get the 10th one for 1 penny. And what better way to say I love you than a gift of a spatula? Spatula City, 7 locations, look us up. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
Spatula City. Alright, what do you got dying, Ian?
Nothing, my vine is completely clear of all covers.
Ooh.
I've been hitting a run of people who are either go directly to champion, or I have no desire to champion them, so they go directly to 500.
Okay. Ray?
Our Dying on the Vine section might need to have some work, because, yeah, I have nothing.
Oh.
I've been able to roster and or, champion everyone so far.
I've still got 4 days left on this purple Star-Lord. Looking bleak that I'm going to get a big pile of Star-Lord covers before that dies. And today's enchilada was a red sentry, so I'm currently holding on to that for the next 13 days till hope that I can get a green sentry cover, so I can then fully cover sentry and champion him and use that red cover.
Who knows why, but okay.
Because I got to collect them all.
Yeah,
me
yeah,
and
we
Ash
do,
Ketchum
and I understand.
Have a problem.
Yeah.
So I do have a...
Craig likes the champ Pokemon.
I do have a future Dying on the Vine, so the segment is going to be worthwhile, because, multiple people give you Captain Falcon covers, and as we know, I can't use those if they're not red. I have no red. And Brian, for his last legendary token, he got a red Falcon cover.
Nice.
And he posted on Facebook and tagged me so that he could rub it in. So thanks, Brian. But I've got a couple characters. What I've got, I forget who it is, but I've got a couple characters who are going to be reaching level 183 here in the next, I don't know, couple weeks, week. I don't know how, it depends on how the covers come.
Right.
And they do not give me red, so they give me yellow. That is just not useful.
Right. So you'll be just like Star-Lord.
Yep, yeah. You'll be holding those for days and hope for the best.
Right.
Hold them for 13 days and then selling them.
Yeah. All right, let's open some stuffs.
What happened to the best reward of the week segment?
Oh, I totally skipped it in my brain.
We are flooded with rewards, Craig.
All right,
unlike you.
Tell me all about them.
For my 2-year anniversary, they treated me to a black Silver Surfer cover.
Ooh. Yay!
The end of the hunt treated me to a green Moon Knight cover.
Oh. Nice for you.
And I had reached a moral dilemma, and I don't know why I reached it, but I was looking, and when I got this cover, I already had 80 people on my roster, and I was like, no, Bean, that's enough. You're going to dump someone if you want to roster that Moon Knight. Because 81 is just too many. And so while I was considering this to further kind of rain on Craig's parade, so to speak, I decided I would open up some taco tokens. First taco token, 1,000 hero points. Yeah. I went, I guess I am going to open up a roster slot. Immediately opened up a roster slot. Because I it was totally unnecessary because I had 2,900 hero points. And I'd be like, I'm not doing it. You can't make me. And then they gave me a free 1,000. I was like, all right, I'll make Moon Knight number 81. So those 1,000 hero points, Moon Knight and Silver Surfer were my best rewards of the week.
Nice. So my best reward, I got one of the taco tokens, managed to get me a Latest Legends, which I will be opening here later. Yeah. That's probably my best. However, I also got I opened up my 10-pack. Mm-hmm. And
oh, okay.
I got 3 3 stars that were already championed, so I was able to use those. I got 1 4 star, which was a very useful whiteout for Iceman.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that takes him up to a 3 2 5.
Oh, wow.
I don't have him leveled or anything, but that's he's getting presentable. As long as I can stay away from purple for him, I can keep going with him. Those are my good pulls.
Yeah, he's totally playable.
So four good pulls from the 10-pack, six 2 stars.
Yeah, I'm going to have whatever we open. I've got my 10-pack from the season to open, plus 2 Latest Legends tokens from the Crashes of the Titans.
Wow, all right.
Oh, Craig's actually, really... I think I must have opened one, because I also VIP'd, and that got me one. So, I don't remember I've opened this week, but apparently I opened something.
It was a chow.
It probably was.
Okay, well, I'm not ready yet, so if Ray wants to start... Or if Craig wants to start, that'll give my game even more time to load.
I can open up this heroic 10-pack and see what we get.
Go nuts!
All right, well, let's see what we got. Boom, first cover. Thing, red, clobbering time.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Second cover. Boom, yellow Black Panther. Useful.
Good!
Third cover.
That's great.
Boom, red She-Hulk, Power of Attorney.
Ugh.
Meh, but great.
Cover 4, 2-star Storm. Next cover, red smash for a 3-star Hulk.
Oh, wow.
Boom, another 3-star. A black Iron Fist.
Wow.
Next one is a yellow Captain Marvel, 2-star Marvel. Next one is a green 2-star Bullseye. Next one is another 3-star, a red Daredevil. And then we've got a red 2-star Thor. So that played out pretty well.
I was going to say you got to open them more on the podcast, either that or... You've been lying
all these years, and you've never actually
gotten a Moonstone.
6, 7, 8 covers that I can actually use to...
Right.
Oh, you can use 2 of the 2-stars?
Yes. Like, which ones were they?
The Ms. Marvel, probably.
Yeah, the Ms. Marvel, remember I sold her
off.
Oh,
you had to sell her, right.
So, wow, that brings my thing up to a 5-3-2.
Wow.
I'm going to have to start using him. Should I go with the legendary tokens as well?
Yeah, go nuts.
All right, let's see. Latest Legends. It's a 4-star. It is Red Miles Morales, Venom Blast.
Okay.
Number 2.
That sounds excellent.
Is another 4-star. It is a blue Winter Soldier Bucky Barnes detonator.
Wow.
Do you have him?
So, I do. Mm. So that will let me, let's see, that trains him up to, well, that makes him 0-1-1. That makes my Miles, however, 2-3-4.
Ooh.
So he's also getting up there in the usefulness.
He's super respectable.
Yeah, so... Good stuff for me this week. I can't complain.
Holy smokes. That was exciting.
Now
the amount of moonstones you didn't get was
I know, that,
overwhelming.
That is an all-time record. I can't believe usually I get 4 moonstones out of a 10-pack. So this was glorious.
Wow.
This was the greatest 10-pack of my history ever. Ray's going to get a Cho, though, so I'm super excited.
So I think I'm going to go with the 3 that I got, the 2 from the Crash of the Titans and the 1 that I got from the $10, what you call it, VIP.
Sweet.
All right. Latest
Which,
Legends.
By the way, you have to pay tax on, so it's actually $10.50.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Really? Yeah, on my Amazon bill, iTunes bill.
Hmm.
Huh, I didn't notice. All right, the first one is a 4-star. I'm going to click it and get a... Star-Lord, everyone with
Yay!
Me, yellow.
Hey, just in time for Crash of the
Titans.
That is pretty
totally
awesome.
Totally useful.
For the second one, it is another 4-star. And it is another Miles Morales Venom Blast. Apparently tonight is the night for Miles. Yeah. And for my final one, it is another 4-star.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and
it is miles. Oh, it is 1,000 ISO.
Oh.
It's a purple ice, man. The thing I just I couldn't use.
Why would you do that to yourself?
All right, so we know what Ray's talking about next week on his Dying on the Vine. It's going to be a purple ice, man. Much like a purple dinosaur.
Stop with the purple dinosaur. Nobody gets it but you and me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, someday you have to make Tom listen to this show, and then he can laugh.
All right, that brings my Star-Lord up to a 5-3-2. 10 covers for him. It's not bad. Nice. I might have a chance.
Wow. Yeah.
Think so. All right, I'm doing one cover. It's going to be a Latest Legends.
Hit it.
I'll keep it modest.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please, for this 4-star. Winter Soldier, Blue Detonator.
Oh, so that was two of those tonight as well.
Yep.
Yeah, probably some weird time bug that, you know.
Or it's just random.
Yeah, it could be. That happens too. All right, so
That's my first one.
All in all, you're going to have to sell somebody then, because you can't possibly have 82 characters.
Nope, I'm already at 81, so I might as well go up to 90.
Okay.
That's totally reasonable.
I'm at 89 at the moment, so.
That was my theory. I'm at 90. Man, now I can't use the sell all button anymore. It's so sad.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network. It's time to wrap this up. Censor that.
Oh, my goodness.
Censor that. Man.
Oh, we made it so far. And I have some pre-network
news?
Pre-network things, and they're small.
All right.
But I just wanted to give a shout-out to our new alliance and tell them how very much I enjoy our new alliance. I worked this weekend, and there's not a lot to be done at work if you work on a Saturday, so you are free to do what you want. So I had an entire shift to play Marvel Puzzle Quest, and do you know how much Marvel Puzzle Quest I played?
A lot.
Not a second.
Oh.
Not a second. I sat there. Do you know what else is out there? Turns out, other video games. There are games that have characters and plots and action, and you don't have to match any colors. It blew my mind how much fun I had.
Was it Diablo?
Nope, it was...
Was it Civilization?
No,
I
it
don't
was
understand
South
these
Park,
games,
the Stick of South Park, the Stick of Truth.
Oh, I hear that's good.
It's hilarious.
There's a sequel coming out very soon.
Yeah. that title is even much racier, so... I'll leave that for a different show, but it was so exciting. The game mechanics are solid.
Did,
I was just...
Did you get that on
I was
Steam
so,
sale?
Yes, I did get it for... $5 on a Steam sale over Christmas. But, you know, and I didn't feel any guilt about it. It was so nice. Like, I wasn't like, oh no, I should be playing PvP, or, oh my God, I'm never going to make my quotas. It was liberating. It was liberating. So I thank all of you for putting me, for building such a great alliance. And I also would like to thank you all for utilizing the alliance chat to the point where I can't be on here for 5 minutes without that exclamation point popping up at least 3 times. Oh, my smokes. You guys are really into communicating with one another,
That's
and I
good.
Love it. Yes. Oh, and bang, bang. Every time I see Cactus Jack on there, I say that in my head, and I just wanted to once say that to him.
Bang, bang.
And I think that's all I got. So if you like this show and would like other shows that are equally entertaining, you should check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. I think they both send you to the same place. Lots of great shows, Long Box Heroes, Profane Arguments, Prodigal Sons, Podvocacy, Fresher and Parlance Show, and The Prime Defective. So check us out at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Good deal. So that's all for this week. As always, thank you everyone for joining in. Check us for updates on puzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave us messages on the discuss feature, or apparently email just me because nobody else's is working for whatever reason. You can find the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. You can leave us messages in the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. All those things are good to go. So if you got any comments, suggestions, things you want to hear, things you want to talk about, please leave us something through one of those media. Or apparently now this new Discord app thing. I'll try and watch it now and again.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
It's going to go boom. But that's it. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage. If you buy something there, it gives us a little bit of money to throw into the bandwidth bucket, which is always nice. Or if you want to become a patron of the show, much like the list that Ray rattled off earlier, those folks, we really, really appreciate them them kicking in. It really helps to defray the cost. So thank you much, as always. That's all for now. Remember, kids, you can't see her. She's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Good night, everyone.
I knew it was coming. I was still ill-prepared. Good night.
Goodbye, friends.
All right, do we need to change anything on the thing here?
I don't think so, but really, that's the clue?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives me an excuse to sing the song, Ray.
Yeah.
Sure, you're going for Oasis, right?
What?
No?
What?
What song?
Yeah. You,
the Electric Slide?
Oh.
What the hell Oasis song are you busting out? I think they only have Wonderwall and that other song. Don't Look Back in Anger?
Right. Or they have Don't Look Back in Anger. They have Champagne Supernova. Hmm. They have Wonderwall. And they have like two other hits.
I forgot about Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, there's a song called She's Electric.
Oh. Apparently you know way more about Oasis than I do.
They're underrated.
No, I Googled it.
Okay.